have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It is Thursday, and it's been raining in L.A. Not right now, it's not raining. But it rained all last night, I think, and somewhat this morning. And I feel like it's raining all over the world. Raining, 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 all over this world. And it may rain a little this afternoon. I think I did hear on the report, local news, that it's supposed to be raining yesterday, day before yesterday, and today. Maybe. Also, we had an earthquake, and I haven't heard anyone talk about it. Night before last, yesterday was Wednesday, not Tuesday, Monday night, and it shook my house. And I'm like, oh, God, oh, Lord. And then I went back to sleep. And I hadn't heard anyone mention it. I saw one person say something about it on the Nextdoor app or something, according to Hate. So you didn't know there was an earthquake?
I was sleeping like a prince.
What the? Yeah, there was an earthquake in L.A.
Yeah, I had no clue.
Yeah. Anyway, where am I? I did the opening, right? Rebuilding family? Okay. My biblical question. No, you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week. Why do you want the approval of anyone else? Anyone else? Why do you want the approval of anyone else? And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, resisting the department or the people at the border agency and the border control people, you're running away from them, DEI. What's the border people call? The one that going after the ELA, ICE, baby. If you're resisting ICE or whatever, and then you're helping the illegal alien resist ICE, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live. You can podcast, and so when you're done running, you can relax and watch it too. But you can be listening while you're running. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JOPTalk. BuyMeOnCoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? Amazing. So, it's Thursday again already. and some of the new listeners might not be aware, we take all calls, but we set aside Thursday for the Bible Thumpers, though we take all calls. And because Bible Thumpers need a little bit more time, because they don't communicate well, and because when they make a statement about the Bible or whatever, and you're trying to respond, they're already thinking on another Bible verse or scripture to just throw out there, so you're not able to communicate with them. So I'm like, let's set aside a day for the Bible Thumper. We love the Bible Thumpers. So we said, okay, we'll call Thursday Bible Thumper Thursday. And again, we take all call, but today is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Let freedom ring from the curvaceous hilltops of California.
What now?
But God, we're asking you not only that. Let freedom ring from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee.
It's a shame that guy did that.
We will be able to speed up that day for all of your children. Black men and white men, Protestants and Catholics. Be able to see
the white people like, who's wrong with the blacks?
Whole Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last.
What's wrong with the blacks? That's a shame. See, white people, y'all have no business inviting these blacks to participate in your stuff. They don't know how to do it properly. They don't know. They don't have the know-how to function in the right way. They've lost that. They did years ago about, let me see, 70 years ago. But they don't know how to do it right. They have a ghetto mentality because they hate white people, and then they've been screwed up in their homes by their mothers, and they have lost their way. That's embarrassing that that guy did that. It was wrong. It should not have happened, but it was in your face to the white people. It has nothing to do with the inauguration at all, but it was just in your face because they hate white people. I was thinking about what's happening in our government right now. And one thing that I realized, I saw this woman, Jasmine Cricket or Crockett, Crockett, maybe Cricket too, but Crockett, maybe Cricket, but, and Maxine Waters and another black woman with no hair, how they're acting in our government, and not just them, these other black women as well. And it is awful. It's awful. And what America don't realize, and maybe they do, but they're just afraid to stop it. America has made a horrible mistake allowing black women, black females, to get into government, to get into your business and try to run your companies, to try to run the police department or anything. You have made a horrible mistake, and America is already regretting it, but you're going to regret it even more so. Because the one thing that you don't realize, or maybe you do, but just afraid to stop it or say it or anything, is that black people do not know how to run anything. They just don't know how. They have no self-control, no knowledge of how to do anything good. And everything they touch turned to ghetto. And the reason for that, First of all, they have not been taught discipline, self-discipline in their homes. And they have not been taught it in the schools because white people are afraid to correct the blacks. And so, and then black females have been taught that they suffer. The black females suffer so much. And the black females do not respect black men. And as a result of not being corrected by the black men, their fathers, their boyfriends, their uncles, and their nephews, and their male cousins, and grandpa, and no one, they have gone completely out of control. And then the white people tell them they understand because it's hard on the black female. She had it hard. She went through slavery, and then she had to take care of the family, and she this. And so black females cannot run anything. They have stone attitudes, and they feel entitled, and they lost all sense of self-control. And America, you will regret it if you're not already regretting it. I remember there was a time in government when it was pretty much ran by white people, and there was a sense of respect. It was like rules in the government that they would have to treat each other with, respect each other. Even if they didn't agree, they still would be orderly as much as possible and try to run the government however they ran it, but it was a sense of respect. That's gone now because you've allowed black females to be a part of it. And they are nasty. They are evil. And what you see these black females and the way they are acting in government, the police department, city councils, mayors, whatever you allow them to be in, is what they're done in the home too. They have done this to the children, the men's children. They have done it to the men, the black men in the homes, if they were in the homes. And black females have no respect at all, zero. They have nothing but anger and disrespect. And really with the white man, I remember once when I wasn't that into government, paying that much attention, and I lived in South Central L.A. for a while when I first moved out here. And one time, Maxine Waters, you know how the government go home for a vacation while they're home, they meet around with the community sometimes. And Maxine Waters met with the community, and at that time, Newt Gingrich was in office. And Maxine was talking about how horribly she treated Newt Gingrich. He was white, and she just said what she wanted to say to him, and she just does what she wanted to do, and the people applauded. The blacks applauded it. They didn't think that was wrong or disgusting or that's not the way you act in government. It's not the way an adult should act. White people, you see for yourself that blacks cannot run anything. You see, they don't even have their own businesses in their own neighborhoods. And their neighborhood is a ghetto. They can't run anything, and yet you turn the American government over to them. And they are destroying it. And I have proof of it. This is hell on earth. And because of the blacks, not all, but most, because there are some black men and women who are starting to wake up from this and they're working on themselves, they're forgiving, and they're overcoming anger. But because of that, the government, these people are screwing up the government, and the white people are afraid to stop them. Look, it's just over. It's just over. Look at South Africa. Look at anywhere in the world where the world have allowed the blacks to take over, run their thing, better. Western world, and even in South Africa or Africans who are blacks, it's just only blacks. There's, I guess, some places who are mostly black. It's screwed up. Nothing is working. And you have turned a Christian country over to them. that was founded by white men who, by the grace of God, built one of the greatest country in the world. And due to fear, you allow the enemies of God to destroy it. It's mind-blowing to me, but I understand. When you have fear, you can't function. Your whole life is dictated by fear. I want to show you the attitude of black females. And this attitude that you're going to see and you've already seen in the government is what's happening in the black homes, in the black churches, in the black community, and all everywhere. And that's why nothing works. And you wonder why the kids are so bad and out of control. They're just like the black females, their mothers and their grandmothers. They have no sense of discipline at all. They have no love, and they have no respect. And their grown bodies acting like wild animals. And you've turned this country over to them. And they hate the white man. And they love, and the white woman too, to be honest. And they love arguing with them in public and trying everything they have to disrespect them and degrade them. And when they do, they feel good about it. And the black people applaud them. This is hell on earth, and this is evil. Our country, my country, I don't care how much you sing and dance about it and say it, it's no longer a Christian country. I know Donald Trump, the great white hope, is trying to bring it back to that, but it's too far gone. You've allowed the children of evil to get in there and run things. And then you give them permission out of fear, and you say, oh, you're black. You're a black female. You've had it hard. You lie to them. And they know it, and they are out of control. I want to show you what this woman, Jasmine Cricket, did. And it's disgusting. It's evil. She's a grown female, but she's acting like a DEI person. It's pretty sad. It's sad in that you allow evil to take on over your life inwardly and outwardly by going along with this. And America will regret it. They already regret it. They're going to regret it even more so. And I noticed that most of these female Democrats, I mean female so-called politicians, are in the Democratic Party. They run the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party is falling apart. As the so-called people of color take over the Democratic Party, look what it is becoming. They say it's far left and way left. It's evil now. Pure evil. That's why they're not feeling anything that, except hatred. They hate the great white hope, Donald Trump. And they hate all people, to be honest. Because if you don't love all, you love none. Nobody. You can't love, you got to love your enemy. If you don't love your enemy, you love no one. Your own children, your own family. And this is why they treat each other this way. I may not know some things, but I know black people. And black people, not all, not all, but most, because there are some black people overcoming, but black people don't care. They have no love. They don't care about destroying you. They get a thrill. They really don't care about each other or anything. They have no love. And this is the church-going black people, the non-church-going black people, the so-called educated black people, the non-educated black, they don't care. They'll cuss you out. They'll fight you. They don't care. black-on-black crime out of control. They don't care. They have lost their way. They're evil. It has nothing to do with racism. No such thing as racism. Or sexism, or homophobiaism, or Allahuabaism, or white supremacism, anti-Semitism, or there be Jaism. No ism. This is evil. Pure evil. I want to show you what these black women, black females have done or is doing to our country, and they have already done it to the black family and the black community. And the black men are so weak, they call them queens. Black queens, they call them. They don't say queens of hell. They're black queens, all right, but queens of Satan. And it's sad. It's hell on earth. And they are bringing their hell into government now, which is going to affect all Americans, unless you overcome the world. This is from SK Pop. This is about this black female, so-called Texas representative, Jasmine Cricket, posts a video on Tuesday night on TikTok dancing to Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us version from the Super Bowl halftime performance. White people should have never allowed that guy to perform at the Super Bowl. That's not the way white people act at the Super Bowl. Just like that opening that the anchor man put together, you had this black guy performing at Donald Trump event. He up there talking about having a dream and looking over the mountain, look just as stupid. In your face, white people. And you're turning over your country to them. Black people cannot run anything. That's why they have nothing going on for themselves. They take over the white people already developed things and they destroy it. They don't make it better. But anyway, so this Jasmine Cricket dancing to Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us version from the Super Bowl halftime performance ahead of Donald Trump joint address to Congress. This is from SK Pop. So this is where Cricket urged everyone not to watch the president delivering his speech. Watch this from X. This is an image of it.
This is her X account, and the name of her X account is Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. What a mess. And it reads, "Well, the state of the disunion will begin shortly. I'm going to be in attendance." And she puts an amused emoji. And she writes, "Do not watch," in all caps.
And I want you, if you're watching this photo, go back to it.
Oh, my bad.
If you're watching this photo of her, it looks like she's at the White House there somewhere. Look how she's acting. Look at the ghetto grin and the hood personality, attitude. There's nothing professional about that at all.
And did she think it was the State of the Union? She's calling it the State of the Disunion.
She doesn't know. But look at it. Does that look professional? Does that look like she's a part of an American government? She brought the hood to the White House. And you voted for her. This is the attitude of black females. This is what drive black children to violence. Being raised by females like this. And the black men can't stop it because their mothers were like this. And they end up with... You become attracted to what you hate, so they end up with the mothers, same spirit, and they can't handle it. Here is Jasmine Cricket TikTok post. Watch this.
Oh no! It's a cultural divide. I'ma get it on the floor.
You really about to do it?
40 acres and a mule. This is bigger than the music.
You really about to do it?
Yeah, they tried to rig the game, but you can't fake influence.
Think it on it like that.
Hey, I'm tripping, I'm sliding, I'm riding through the back like buck. Mustard on a beat, bro. Beat, bro. Any rap, he a freak, though. Man down, call like Amber Lambs. Tell him breathe. Now them boys could have crossed, they walk around like keys. What's up with these?
Think about that. This is supposed to be a governmental representative. White people don't even act this way now in government, not crazy like that. You have brought the hood to the White House by way of the black female. And some black men, but even the black men don't act. I know you saw that black guy with the ponytail the other night acting stupid. But even the black men don't quite act that way. Remember when the government was professional, they dressed professionally and they acted professionally. Remember we used to have that in America? When I was growing up, we were taught to act professionally out there. Don't act crazy. That's gone now. That's gone now. You got this. This is in government. That is a so-called representative from Texas or somewhere, I think. Yeah, I think I read Texas. Yep. This is not the way you're supposed to act in government. But you brought the black hood to the White House. And I promise you, you may hear one or two blacks disagree with that, but they're going to love it because that's all they know. And it seemed normal to the blacks. This female, Cricket, is dancing in what looked like the White House. Where's the professionalism in that? And then when other black children who don't have good parents anyway, when they see that, how will they act? When they see a representative acting that way, how will they act? It looked like it was the Capitol building. It was somewhere in Washington, D.C., where she has no business being, whether it's the Capitol or the White House. Oh, not the White House. No, it wasn't the White House. The Capitol looked like the Capitol. I want you to think about that, folks. This is a grown female. This is not some little kid. And she's carrying on like that in government, at work. You are brought the hood to Washington, D.C. You're voting in these black female governors and mayors and police chiefs and fire chiefs, and they're destroying it. They can't help it. That's what they do with everything they touch. Look at their own. And they end up most of the time leaving the hood because they move into white areas. Here is, so that was from the TikTok. Here's another post from Cricket doing Trump joint address. Watch this from X.
He up there, he's hearing all kinds of nonsense and bullshit. Let me just be real. And we weren't going to sit for that shit. We wouldn't. You know, we showed up. And if he had some sense, then maybe we would have been about that life. But y'all know he ain't got no sense. So please give some love. This took a little bit of coordinating to do for sure. We got some cool shirts. We got Madam Williams, who just happens to have the honorary seat. It's not even honorary because she's holding it down, y'all. This is the message that she wanted to send today. We've got my sis, Andrea Salinas, and she kept it real simple. Resist. That's what we about.
So you still want females running your country? Females were not created to lead. They were created to follow. And when they're not being guided, they go out of control like this. And the black female has gone out of control. Quick break, back in a moment.
That's what the enemy want. He wants to control you. They do things.
I don't hear.
Mad so they can control.
control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Amazing. The black female has been worshipped in the black community thing, and now they're completely out of control. They are pure evil. There's no love in them at all. Zero. Not for black people or white people or anyone, really. The men's forum tonight at 7 p.m., and it's the first Thursday of the month. And every first Thursday of the month for men only form. And then third Thursday, lady, get ready for the ladies only on third Thursday. And tomorrow, Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creeds don't rise, brand new episode of thefallenstate.tv. I had a very interesting discussion with Paul Freeman. And Paul is a former CBS executive, author, and his book is called The Unexpected Danny Green. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you have anger?
Oh, yeah. Sure I have anger. Yeah. I didn't have a dad, so I had to fight for myself.
Do you believe there is a God?
I don't think he's a guy up there with a beard and looks down kindly upon us.
So you don't believe he has a beard because you think he's shaved? But you haven't noticed the attack of all white people?
Who's attacking me?
You're not white.
What am I?
I thought you said you were Jewish.
So you're a provocateur. That's what this is all about.
What the? I didn't even know what a provocateur meant. That's tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time. 11 a.m. Support The Fallen State right there. TheFallenState.tv/donate or locals.com, all right? And get your punchy coffee. Good. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/store. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. And every dime goes back to the 501c3 nonprofit bond, my nonprofit organization. And you're helping us to help others, all right? And your mug, Tom and Like a Mug, you can drink your coffee from. Good. Whole bean or ground bean, coffee. All right. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. I want to go back to the cricket female. America, what you don't realize is that black females hate black men. Hate them. They don't respect them, and the black men are afraid of them. They call them queen. They're so afraid of them. You my queen, and the queen giving them hell. And they call them queen. This female is supposed to be a representative from Texas, and she brought the hood to the White House. And that's what's going to happen even more. If this continues, if y'all don't stop these black people from being a part of our government, it's going to be total hood. Look what Obama did to her. I remember it was reported, I don't know how true it was, that Snoop Dogg was smoking pot in the White House when Obama was there. And then, okay, so Snoop Dogg smoked pot in the White House. So when Bush, with the guy that just, Joe Biden left, it was said that somebody smoked cocaine up in there or something like that. It's becoming a hood. The class of America is disappearing. America was a class place at one time. Very classy. So, Nick, which one we start with? Was that the one where she showed?
We finished with the B, where she was at the, during Trump's joint address, this post
so
she was talking.
So here's Cricket, Jasmine Cricket, called President Trump Putin's hoe. Watch this for Max.
First of all, thank you for making the back of my head famous. But second of all, if we could do a sequel, if you could tell Donald Trump anything tonight, what would you tell him?
I would tell him to grow a spine and stop being Putin's.
Stop being Putin's hoe. That came from a black female representative. Think about that. I want you to just think about that. What you don't realize that the Great White Hope and Elon Musk, they represent the father of the family. And these black females hate the father. Daddy is home and daddy's cleaning up and they hate him because they hate daddy. They hate men and they hate daddy. They hate masculinity. They hate a man that leads the way. And they will go out of their way to destroy him, embarrass him, or whatever it takes. Jasmine Cricket, Maxine Waters, and that female with no hair, and all these black, they're doing the same thing. They hate men. And they especially hate men that they cannot control because all their lives they've been controlling black men. Black men lick the feet of black females because they're afraid of them. They don't know how to handle them. And they call them queens. And Trump represent dad. And they hate dad. And they hate God. She want to tell Trump, stop being Putin ho. That came from the mouth of a so-called representative. Where's the professionalism in that? Where's the orderly thing that when it was just white people running the government, it was happening, it worked? And you think that's bad, and it is. Cricket tell Elon Musk to F off. Why is this on X?
If you could speak directly to Elon Musk, what would you say?
F off.
That's it.
See? And they laugh. This is like a hood rat. This is a government representative, and the world is watching. F off, she says. She's dancing at what appeared to be the Capitol. She's doing black hood dances. My country is gone. You have turned my country over to the hood rats. And they will destroy it. Black people destroy everything they touch. And not all, but most. It's not going to work allowing these people to run your businesses, run your schools, run your country. It will. It's already South Africa. It's only going to get worse. And white people, there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide to. They'll follow you wherever you go, and they will destroy you. Because their hearts are angry, their hearts are wicked. And they blame you for their wicked hearts. They don't blame their mothers and their father where it started, where it came from. They blame you. Because for them, they get to be voted in by other angry black people. It's interesting, in the good old days, before the so-called civil rights movement, which should have never happened, it was the worst thing ever happened to the blacks other than abortion. Even black people wouldn't tolerate this female acting this way in government or anywhere else, really. She's cursing. She's carrying on. And she's supposed to be a professional person. It's not a joke. It's very destructive. And you're going to see the White House, our government, will be a hood government. You're letting too many black females in there. And look at that black female out of over there where they had the Mardi Gras thing. What is that city? New Orleans. New Orleans. It's a ghetto. New Orleans is a pure ghetto since the blacks took over. It was already bad in the black hoods. It's worse now. Look at the Los Angeles. You got a black female so-called mayor running L.A. Look what happened. She offered some black party up in Africa somewhere, and the town is burning down. And yet you vote them in because you're trying to make them white, the black people think you love them. And you're showing fear to them. And they're destroying what you built. I can't think of one thing that the blacks have done to make America better, to add to it. But I can tell you a thousand things they have done to destroy it. And you allow it to happen. And the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters, was she like 80 now or so? And she's worse than she was when she was younger. Nothing but hatred of the heart. And they keep voting her in. She's not done one thing for the blacks. That's good. Nothing good. And they keep voting her in, 86 years old, and wicked to the core. She's the same woman that was touting how she had treated Newt Gingrich. I will never forget that. I remember that. And I'm like, why are you proud of this? And I wasn't even to government at the time. And I was had moved to L.A. I was into the black thing at the time. And I still thought that that was wrong. And the blacks applaud her. The Gazette is reporting, Maxine Waters, a Democrat from California, says she was investigating Elon Musk for interfering in the 2024 election. And she went on to say, and we don't know anything, everything. We don't know everything that Elon Musk has done. With his high tech, Derek, did you write this or did this come from the Gazette? And we don't know everything that Elon Musk has done with his high technology A. Think about that. She's cursing a government representative. This is so black, I don't even know what to tell you about it. With his high technology A, Waters said during a video stream that aired simultaneously with Trump's address to Congress on Tuesday. And I want you to watch when she says this. Watch how the blacks that are part of this interview, whatever they're doing, watch how they laugh and they love it when she says it. Watch this from X.
Turned it over to him. And we don't know everything that Elon Musk has done with his high technology. We don't know what he's being accused of by some, as it may relate to the election. But we're not going to give up in investigating and finding.
Oh, they didn't show. Derek didn't show the people around. They were laughing. They loved it. This is black. This is what's wrong with the blacks. But so if you were watching the whole thing, you would have seen it. There was like three other people, I think, on that broadcast with her. And they were like laughing, and they loved it. They didn't say, oh, my God, why is she acting this way? She is a professional, supposed to be. Not, but supposed to be. And if you think that's bad, and it is, I'm telling you, it's going to get worse, white people. It's not in the blacks to do good. They are Deuteronomy cursed chapter. They are cursed. And you think that's bad. Watch this from this Ayanna Pressley, whatever her name is. This is from CNN. Representative James Comer and Ayanna Pressley yelled over each other in a tense moment at an oversight committee hearing with sanctuary city mayors. Watch this from X.
Without objection, so ordered. We've put it in the record.
I haven't entered it.
You have what?
Mr. Chair, can I have several articles. I need to enter them. Let me just go ahead with what the articles are. What they speak to.
What's the next article?
Let me proceed. Data from Texas shows that U.S.-born Americans commit more rape and murder than immigrants.
Listen, this trend of you all trying to get thrown out of committee so you can get on MSNBC is going to end. We're not going to put up with it.
This is my procedural right as a member of this committee.
You can go with Mr. Frost and Mr. Green.
I'm reclaiming my time.
That's what you want. No. Ms. Presley, I have been very accommodating to you. Mr. Subramanyam, start the clock.
I will enter into the record. This is my
Who cares?
Thank you.
No. It is Mr. Subramanyam.
Mr. Chair.
No, you know the process of unanimous consent. You are not recognized.
I have several articles to enter into the record.
Mr. Subramanyam, if you don't go, we're going to recognize Mr. Timmons.
Amazing, huh? And you want these females running your country. You get what you ask for. They will turn it, and they are turning it into a hood. They have nothing good to offer at all. It's not in their psyche. It's not in their bodies. It's not in their bones. It's nowhere. They don't have it. They don't know how to do it. They have no love. They have no respect. They don't respect Trump and the white men because they represent dad, and they hate the fathers. I'm warning you, just like 30 years ago, I warned white people when they were doing the knockout thing. Y'all better start speaking up here. The blacks are going to get worse. They're not going to get better. There's nothing in them to get better. And you put them in your government. I'm warning you. Before it's too late, you need to change this. Do not allow these people to participate in your companies, your government, your communities. You can only do white flight for so long. I know Elon is trying to send a rocket up there to the moon so y'all can go up there to live. And I'm already buying my ticket because I'm going to go to buy some land before it become too expensive. But everybody can't go to the moon. 888-7753-773. They hate Trump because Trump represents a strong father. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Ronnie out of Ohio. Ronnie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Uncle Jesse, how you doing today?
All this well, sir. Amazing.
Good. I wanted to push back, I guess, a little bit.
Okay.
I know you've been going in on Jasmine Crockett since the show started. I don't know what she did or what she said to get you going.
I played it. She's dancing in the Capitol building. Look like she's calling Trump a Putin hoe, and she's cursing. She's brought the hood into the White House.
Did it hurt your feelings?
It didn't hurt my feelings, but I don't like that for the young people to see that kind of stuff, because the black children are not being raised in the black homes, right? And they're going to see this, and they're going to believe that this is fine to act that way, too, because this female and that little bald-headed one and Maxine Waters are supposed to be representatives. And if representatives, professionals, are acting this way, the black kids are going to think that this is normal because their parents are no good. They're not going to tell them, no, you can't act that way.
You said they're supposed to be representatives, or they are representatives?
Supposed to be.
Jasmine Crockett won 2 elections, the same amount that Trump won.
Unfortunately.
And she is a representative. So unfortunately. I don't know why you keep calling her unfortunately?
Yeah.
You talking about Trump winning unfortunate, or are you saying Jasmine Crockett's wins were unfortunate?
Jasmine Crockett. Because look how she's acting.
Because she's black.
Yeah.
Good Lord, Uncle Jeffy. I don't understand it.
Why? So let me ask,
do you think that
all 3 of these people I've just shown, should they be acting this way up in the government?
I don't see a reason why they shouldn't.
Should they be acting this way in government?
It's not up to me to make that judgment, but I don't see a reason why they should not exercise their freedom of speech or tell the truth when they're asked a question.
So they should be cursing, dancing, calling Trump a hoe for tootin', and carrying on in government. You don't see anything wrong with that.
If they're being honest about it, I don't see anything wrong with it. I would see something wrong with it.
See, I told you that. I don't know what happened to the blacks that they don't see anything wrong with that. What's wrong? What's wrong with the blacks? They don't see anything wrong with this.
If Congress was in session and there was a vote going on and she was down there dancing, I would have an issue with that if she was dancing while she was on the clock.
But there's nothing wrong with a representative dancing in the Capitol, doing a stupid so-called rap song, any song really, but a rap song, and then she's cursing in the Capitol, and she called the president Putin ho, a representative, and you don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't. That's why
that's
I'm
shocking.
You to more light
that's
on
why
that.
I don't know thing. What happened to the blacks that they lost all sense of respect. You don't even see anything wrong with it, running. I'm surprised. What's good about it?
What's good? I wouldn't say that there's anything necessarily good about it.
Then it has to be bad. Then
I would disagree with you on that. I think some things can fall in the category of not good and not bad.
Not true.
We just disagree.
Right on. Ronnie, thank you, buddy. Yeah. I got to take a break. Thank you, Ronnie. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. The hate news coming up. Not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
There's some serious mess going on in the world. But outside of the world, the Voyager probes are way out in outer space, further than any probe has ever gone before that we know of. And they are conserving energy since 1977. Nice. Something good did come out of the 70s after all. And Trump is fine-tuning the tariffs. Pulling back, pushing forward, pulling back, and making deals. Check it out. And Europe is realizing, at least the French president, base French president Emmanuel Macron, is realizing that Europe, those European countries, they got to step up and not be relying on the United States to do all their work for them. And the so-called Supreme Court, all the women, and including one of the female-minded liberal rhino males, is undermining our greatest president and forcing America to pay out billions of dollars to evil, lame-o, ridiculous U.S. aid. Amy Commie Barrett, thanks a lot. Rhinos who tried to force Trump and succeeded to make him appoint her to this court. What a mess. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, March 6th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News on Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to the tons and tons of super chats. We see them, and we will read them. And more great stories. Commie Nonsense Network, though, CNN reports NASA, which does not mean lies in Hebrew. It doesn't. I checked the fact check, even though fact checks are liberal. NASA's twin Voyager probes, launched in 1977, currently exploring uncharted territory. It's not exactly territory, because territory implies land, and it's not exploring necessarily land. But anyway, in interstellar space, that's between stars, space. But to keep their missions going, the two spacecraft, space is real, are now shutting off some of their instruments to conserve power. Isn't that cool? I already knew about that, so that's not actually news, but just a little side note from Commie Nonsense. Thank you, Commie Nonsense Network. The U.S. is also pulling back on auto tariffs, as in cars, automobiles, for Canada and Mexico, amid heightened trade tensions and GOP lame-o pushback, Republican pushback. President Donald J. Trump granted a one-month exemption on automobile tariffs on the two countries, Canada and Mexico. A move he said that would protect the big three U.S. automakers from financial harm. The decision came after Trump spoke to leaders of Ford, GM, General Motors, and Stellantis, which is like Chrysler or something like that. I don't know. You guys probably know Stellantis, Stellantis. Those big three, they argued the tariffs could disadvantage their American-based businesses in favor of foreign car makers. All the other across-the-board 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, they remain in effect. Oh, well, nice. That sounds pretty good. And White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, she stated Trump would remain open to other tariff exemptions. Isn't that nice? Days after saying there would be none. The stock market rallied in the news Wednesday after it took a beating at the start of the week. And they deserve to get beat up, the stock market. They've been flying high while the rest of us got to struggle. I'm kind of kidding. But anyway, Ukraine. European leaders meeting at a special summit today are scrambling as the Trump administration pulls critical support for the Ukraine, supposedly for the Ukraine, for the war. This week, the U.S. president suspended military shipments to Kiev, K-I-E-V. They spell it K-Y-I-V. Following his heated Oval Office meeting with Ukrainian unchristian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The biggest challenge to Ukrainian troops is the potential loss of the U.S.-made Patriot air defense systems, currently irreplaceable, and help protect the Ukraine from Russia's ballistic missiles, which are powerful. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2. ¶¶
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why do you want the approval of anyone else? Why do you want the approval of anyone else? And if you're running around, you can podcast the show, but you can listen anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody. And they mama, if you're black. They mama. But everybody, their mama, if you're white. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131, and to donate, and we're going to get to your super chats here, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. Second hour Thursday already, and every Thursday is Bible Bumper Thursday.
Oh, look!
All right, brother, are you ready?
Drunk as a bastard.
He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you.
Let it come.
Go ahead.
Oh, shana, na, na.
Shana, na, na, shika, na,
shana. If anybody asks what's the matter with me, I'm saved and sanctified and running for my life. I'm a mess. Amazing. So if you missed the first hour, you can podcast. I talked about how these black females are acting in our government. And they have no shame. They don't even know that is wrong because they have no class. They have no respect. They have no shame. And I was surprised Ronnie from Ohio agreed with Jasmine Cricket and all the acting that way. I just, black people have lost their way. They're cursed. And they don't even know it. They call curse a blessing. And white America, you're losing your country. You're losing, and you're letting them into your government is over. South Africa did the same thing, and look what happened. Why not use that as an example to say no in America to the blacks? Black people don't know how to make things good. They don't know how to add to and make it better. They only know how to destroy. And they hate the white man. They hate each other. They hate their mothers, their fathers, or they hate. They don't love anyone. But they hate Donald Trump and Elon because they represent the father. They are not being controlled by anyone. And the black female cannot handle that at all because she's accustomed to destroying black men and black children. Jesse. Let me go. Is it Tawana? Let me go to Tawana out of Georgia. Tawana, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well.
Good, good. I just want to answer your biblical question first.
What do you want? I mean, no. Why do you want the approval of anyone else.
Well, there was a time I wanted the approval of any, you know, of everybody else before I start working on myself. When I start working on myself and I realized that, you know, I'm not searching for approval of anybody else. I believe that whatever is being I'm led to do, I need to stick to that.
Come a little closer to your phone.
Can you hear me now?
And so when you you said that at a time you did want the approval of others, right?
I did at one point.
And why did you want it then?
I think because we was reared that way. We was raised that way. You know, I think I heard someone say earlier this week how when you were raised, you're trying to impress parents, you're trying to impress teachers, you're just trying to impress everybody. So you don't want to reject, you don't want to be rejected. So you're just trying to approve, you know, be, you know, to do whatever everybody else wants you to do.
And but why don't you want it now?
Because I'm working on myself, so I can see the evil when people, you know, may try to manipulate you to think that what they're thinking is the right way, and if you think opposite or do opposite of what they think you should do, you know, you could be, you know, weird. But that's just manipulation. That's just the works of the evil. So I'm very aware of that now since I am doing the silent prayer morning and night, and forgiving my parents. I did all of that. So I think that's the reason why people are still looking for the approval of other people.
Well, I'll put my little two cents on Sunday. I appreciate your responding.
And I want to also
respond to the biblical question. Thank you.
Absolutely. And I also want to respond to those, because I'm a black woman and I live in Georgia.
She black.
I'm black. But, you know, you're telling the truth about how Georgia, you know, how it used to be beautiful and what have you, and its destruction. And I've seen the destruction happen. Now, I'm a black female, and I see these women act a certain way, and especially my race, and it's somewhat embarrassing when I see that happen. So, but at the same time, this is Bible Thumper Thursday, Hosea 4:6. It said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. And I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. So, and he said, I will also forget thy children. So that means the knowledge that is being given to them, they reject it. If anybody tried to help them, they reject it. They're so educated now, you can't tell them nothing. And so that's the reason why the way that they was raised in their home, ghetto. So they're going to present themselves ghetto no matter how high they are elevated in life. So not only black women, not all, but most, you know, they will.
But Ronnie called from Ohio. He didn't really see anything wrong with her doing it. He would say if she was, I forgot what he said, if she was something else. But he didn't see anything wrong with her doing that.
Well, you know, I'm not judging Ronnie, but what I am going to say.
He's black.
Well, you know, I see it every day. But the thing is, the community that some people are from, they could be accustomed and think that that's the way that we're supposed to act, and that's not true. So I believe that I think that that's the reason why we're being destroyed. I don't think we're cursed. I think what it is they're rejecting knowledge. They could get better. They just choose not to get better. So, and if you say something to them that's contrary to what they've been taught in their home, they're going to automatically reject you. They're going to reject. They're going to say, okay, she done changed. She's this. She's that.
Yeah, they call you white.
You're right. Well, they can't call me white because that's not my race. But at the same time,
but if you act right, if you act right, if you have a sense of class about yourself, they'll call you white.
Or sell out.
Yeah.
So it started at a young age, and I know you have to take other callers, but I just never forget being a young girl from Alabama, and I had a little white friend, and she and I was the best of friends. And they used to promote stuff like this movie they call Roots. And whenever they were promoted, my little white friend would often tell me, she said, Tawana, please don't watch it. Please don't watch it. I said, why? She said, because you always get upset after you watch it.
Yeah.
So you see the controlling of the mind. So when I noticed that at a young age, and so what I said was, you know, when you start watching it and you change your atmosphere, you will see things for what it is, and you stop looking at things in the defense and be more so on the offense. So I think that's what's wrong with our community.
Are you saying that, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, are you saying that God has given the blacks a reprobated mind?
Well, I'm not going to say he gave that to them. I just know that they
reject.
But
he does give those who reject him. He gives them a reprobated mind.
Well, yeah, those, there you go. You say the key point, those. So those people that reject them, no matter what.
But the blacks have rejected God.
They do, I agree, because they go with whatever is being taught to them. They don't try to seek information and knowledge for themselves. So they will just go from tradition to tradition, tradition. The Bible also say tradition will kill you. It will destroy you. And that's what I noticed with the black community. They stick with tradition, whatever they were taught when they were young, they stick to that. And it's so far from the truth because all traditions are not good. So, you know, I just know that, you know, I know when I started voting Republican, I know my family rejected me because we were taught vote this way, vote Democrat, vote like this. But then when I made the decision, I said, okay, something don't make sense. This don't line up. So I made the decision because I searched for knowledge. I got knowledge. And once I got the knowledge, I was able to vote effectively. So
amazing.
So, you know, I tell you this, Jesse, keep doing what you're doing. I know people don't understand. These sisters, I get to call them sisters because they're my race. They
don't be calling them your sisters. Those are children of the devil.
Well, what I'm saying is that's what they call
your sisters.
I agree. I could be corrected. That is so true. They're not my sisters.
Call the children of God are your sisters, not the children of the devil.
Well, I agree.
Call them black.
I agree. But, you know, I just use that as a figure of speech because that's what they say. But at the same time, you're right. They're not my sisters. They need to change their ways. They need to turn from the wicked ways and be corrected and be changed. They have a chance. I think they have a chance, but they first have to not reject the knowledge.
Oh, amazing. Tawana, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Have a
You too. 888-775-3773. Tony out of California. Welcome to the show, Tony.
Good morning, Jesse. How the heck are you?
All is well.
It's amazing, bro.
Amazing.
I've been listening to you for 17 years.
Nice.
And you always blame the black man for their problems. Blaming God. God created all things, even the devil. Am I correct?
Go ahead.
Answer that question.
What
did
have to do with
question, Jesse? Answer the question, Jesse.
He did.
Okay.
He didn't create the devil. He created an angel that decided to turn into the devil. But God did God did not create the devil. What does it have to do with
all
the black?
All things come from God, my friend.
Tony.
All things.
Tony, what does it have to do with the blacks?
So instead of blaming the blacks, as you always judging, blame God for bringing the blacks into creation, the first creation of this earth.
And so you blame God for the way these black females are acting in government?
I blame everything that's going on in this world
Tony.
On God.
Tony.
Because he got control on everything in this world.
Tony.
Yes, sir.
Tony, you blame God for the way that this Jasmine Cricket and Maxine Waters and Arianna Presley and other black females are acting in government?
They haven't.
Are you blaming God for that?
All they're doing is imitating
That's
white
not the question.
From the beginning of time.
No, Tony, are you blaming God for that?
I blame God on everything that's wrong with this
Tony,
world.
Tony.
Because he's in control.
Tony.
He's in control, Jeff.
I'm going to ask
you
one more time, Tony. I'm trying
and
to communicate
you,
with you. Are you blaming God for Arianna, for Maxine Waters?
Yes, Jesse.
Tony, hold on, Tony. Tony, I'm going to have to go.
Go ahead, Justin. Go ahead, talk.
Tony, are you blaming God for the way Ariana, Maxine Waters, Rosalind Cricket, and the other black females are acting in government? You're blaming God for the way they're acting.
Yes, because they seen Trump call NFL mothers son of a B. Yes, yes. All that's come from God, brother. Yes.
So, Tony, you're blaming God for the way these blacks are acting.
Jesus Christ, Jesse, you okay this morning? How many times I got to say yes?
And that's amazing to me. See, I told, and the reason I asked,
wait,
and I wanted to be clear on that, and
this?
The reason I asked that,
I
because
this?
I want the white people in this country to know is that they are making a mistake by turning their country over to the blacks, because the blacks don't even know it's wrong to act this way. They think, as you are proving, and Ronnie calling, he thought there was nothing wrong with the way she was acting. The blacks think to act this way is normal. It's mind-blowing to me. And you're saying, yes, that it is normal and God is to blame.
Your president said about
we
the
talking
NFL
about,
players.
Hey,
now, come on,
I'm
come
talking
on,
about.
Don't switch
Tony,
it up, Jesse.
I'm not switching it up. I'm talking about these black female in government. I'm not switching up anything.
What's the difference from the black females than for your own president to be saying this?
Saying what?
About the NFL players are son of bees.
What?
Hold on.
I can't hold on, Tony. You hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. Josh is out of Georgia. Don't hang up, Tony. I'll come back. I can't be holding on. What the? Your mama in there calling some? Josh out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
You got it.
All right. I was calling for the biblical question, man.
What do you want? No, I'm sorry. Not what. Why do you want the approval of anyone else?
I've never wanted anyone's approval, but it just gets confusing sometimes as to what approval is and what is not approval. Because, like, you know, like, I work a job and I want to do the right thing and work hard, and that kind of looks like I want my boss's approval, but I don't want his approval. It's like a thin line between
love and hate.
Kissing up to the boss. Yeah, love and hate.
It's a thin line between love and hate. First you love me, then you hate me, then you love me. Go ahead.
Game for two.
That's a game for two.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, it is just like, you know, like Ronnie and them.
Let me say this first. Too. Thank you for responding to the biblical question. For the record, you are black, right? Right?
I'm black, yes.
So what do you think about these black female acting this way? Ariana and Maxine Waters and Cricket, Gasmine Cricket. What do you think? And then the other black females in government, mayors and city councils, what do you think about them acting this way?
That's how we was raised. I used to act that way too, like a black female, and that's how the culture is. That's the black culture. It's dominated by black females, and like that other lady said, when Roots came out, that switched everything to me. Everything is the white man's fault. And my parents raised me that way, but they were honorable. My dad's about your age. He was raised on a farm just like you in the South.
So but, why would you know, he raise you that way then if you were raised differently?
Because the culture brainwashed him. And and that propaganda, it makes it look like the white people are what's the problem. What's wrong with community, and white people are doing it to Jews now. That's a big thing. They hate on Jews now. that's all propagates the exact same thing. And if you act white, they hate you.
But white people don't act this way. You can find a few hood rats acting this way in the white, but white people don't normally act this way. So you're saying that the black, I know it changed 70 years ago because blacks haven't always acted this way. So you're saying that to the blacks, because blacks are so cruel and angry and they fight and they curse and they have no love for anyone, you're saying in their minds, this is normal.
Yeah, that is the culture. That's the culture we was raised in, listening to rap music. And, you know, school is a lie, you know. And, like, all school and college does is it turns the guys into acting like girls and turns the girls into being career women and trying to be men.
So when they see Jasmine dancing at the Capitol there and carrying on like that and rap, the blacks think that's normal for a representative to be acting that way at the Capitol. They think that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because they see it as, you know, the white man is evil and, you know, you can do anything you want as long as you resist the white man, basically. You know?
What a sad way to live, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
What a sad way to live.
Yeah, it's like, it's just mama spirit, you know? It's just the mama spirit. And, you know, it's in me a little. I see it in me a little bit, too, you know? So that's the way of the world.
Amazing. Well, thank you, man.
Yeah.
What a mess. So I'm trying to warn the whites that they're losing their country, and thereby allowing these black females to get in government is over. It ain't no coming back.
Right.
Thank you, man.
Okay, no problem, man.
What a mess.
Yeah.
What a mess, Josh.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Are you prepared to go to the moon as soon as Elon get that ship ready to go there?
If the Lord is willing, man, I'm ready for it. Yeah,
I'm not standing down here with the blacks and they're gonna turn this world into a ghetto.
Yeah, I ain't moving in the hood. I ain't living in the ghetto, so I don't know. We'll see what happens, man. I don't know.
What a mess. Thank you, man.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. Thank you, man.
All right. Bye. Ron, 888-775-3773. Did Tony hang up? Tony, call back. I put you on hold. You had to go somewhere. It sounded like. Call me back, Tony, from California. Let me go to Ron out of Texas. Ron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Uncle Jesse?
All this well, Ron.
Yeah, I called to talk about the curses that you mentioned earlier, Deuteronomy 28, and it seemed like you finally began to put that with black people. Are you starting to accept that now?
That blacks are cursed?
Yeah.
Well, I've known for a long time that the blacks were cursed. For the last 70 years, because before the so-called civil rights movement came about, and blacks were not cursed. They lived a life. They respected themselves and others. They would never carry on like this in government or anywhere else, really. We were not allowed to act like this in public. And in the Bible, it says that all people are cursed. Those who have turned away from God, white, black, Jews, Christians, and non-Christians, until they turn back to the fathers. But the blacks, because of the hatred of their hearts, they are like truly cursed until they are now calling an abnormal way of acting normal.
Yeah, Uncle Jesse.
Go ahead.
Yeah, when you read Deuteronomy 28 and you starting to get to the curses of the children of Israel, who would you relate those curses with? What nation of people, what race of people would you relate those curses with today?
Well, anyone that has turned away from the Father is cursed.
So who do you think the children of Israel are today?
Anyone that has turned away from the anyone that has turned away from the Father, and all people are turned away from their earthly father by their mothers, all people. And so as a result of being turned away from their earthly father, all people cursed until they forgive and return to the Father. Are you trying to make that point?
No, sir, because that's not even biblical.
And why? What's not biblical?
That's not even biblical.
Are you saying that people who have been turned away from their fathers are not cursed?
Yeah, that's what the Bible don't mention that.
So are people who have turned away from their fathers, are they blessed?
Well, all I'm saying, sir, is
are they blessed? No, I'm asking you. Men and women, boys and girls who have been turned away from their earthly fathers, are they blessed?
Maybe. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
That's not what the Bible says, my brother.
What do you mean you don't?
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. What do you mean you don't know if they're cursed or not?
You got to judge everybody on the individual level.
No, you don't.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Why are you saying that? So you don't believe that when we are turned away from our earthly father, we are turned away from God, that we are cursed, right?
All I'm saying, the Bible. I'm asking you.
It's Bible Thumper Thursday. I'm asking you. You are saying, just to be clear. Are you saying that when men and women, boys and girls, are turned away from their earthly father, that they are not cursed?
Okay, I'm answering this. Yeah.
What?
When you, Jesus said you got to hate your
father. Did you answer? You didn't answer that question yet. Are you saying they are not cursed?
Jesus said you got to hate your own father to worship him.
Right. Are you saying that they are not cursed?
According to the New Testament, they're not cursed because Jesus said you must hate your father. You worship him.
And so why does God say that you must be born again of the Spirit? All who are born of the flesh must be born again of the Father, of the Spirit. Why does he say that if you're not cursed when you're born just of the mother?
God doesn't say that.
Yes, he does. He said you must be born of the Spirit. He doesn't say you must be born of the Spirit.
He didn't say that.
He didn't say that all who are born of the flesh must be born of the Spirit. You must be born again.
No, sir. He didn't say that.
You never read in the Bible that you must be born again.
Depends on what part of the Bible it comes out of.
Have you ever read that in the Bible that you must be born again?
I never read that in the Torah.
Have you ever read in the Bible that you must be born again?
No, I haven't read that in the Bible. It sounds like some New Testament stuff.
Sure, Ronnie, give me a yes or no first, man. You have never read in the Bible that you must be born again.
No, I've never read in the Bible that you must be born again.
So what do you read, the Allahu Akbar Bible?
I read the Torah.
Oh, you read Allah Bible.
What? The Bible's not the word of God.
Oh, and the Torah is not either. What the? Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Thank you, Ron.
you know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And Joel Friday TV, he black, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby, 12 noon Pacific time. Don't forget to set your clock forward. Am I right, Hake?
Yes.
Forward this Sunday. Right? Time forward. So you'll be late for the bond meeting. What?
Nowadays, people don't have to set their clocks forward if they use their phones because their phones update automatically.
But they still have to remember to wake up.
Yeah, you change your watch. And your car, if your car is old.
Amazing. At forward, it goes up.
But there's a lot of people who, I say that because there's a lot of people who are, the important thing is a lot of people who are not in our time zone. I mean, who don't use our spring forward time.
Right.
Well, those people, it's going to start an hour earlier, guys.
Yeah.
People in foreign countries in Arizona.
Amazing. Arizona.
Otherwise, they're going to miss church.
Yeah. So forward. And then tonight, men's forum. It's the first Thursday night of the month at 7 p.m. for men only. Gonna be amazing. Come on down. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, comment. We're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. And JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. And so like, follow, subscribe, all right? Real fast, I just found out right now, if I've heard this before, I forgot. But I've been shot right now, right here in the studio, right in front of my face. And I'm stunned. No wonder Hank is not afraid of the blacks. He just told me he took black study classes. You took black study classes? Why?
For fun.
What does that mean? You didn't have to do any work.
I didn't have to do much work. That's true.
But you in college, you took black. What did you take? You told me you took.
I took African-American history, 1 and 2, at Pasadena City College among black people. And then I also took Afro-American music history class.
And why?
Because it was fun. My brother recommended it. Because he's a few years older than me. He went back to Pasadena.
Right.
And he mentioned both of those. And then one of my friends, my best friend in high school, he took one of the Afro-American music history. And it was cool. I mean, it was fun.
And so why people take their classes so they don't have to work hard?
In part, but also because the teachers are engaging and entertaining. And and you learn kind of fun stuff. I could still name those teachers.
Really?
Because they were very memorable.
What's their first names?
Well, I didn't go by first name.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay, yes, Pete was the, he had a black last name. It might have been an African last name, but I don't know. And Bobby.
Amazing.
I could dox them.
And, that
I
could
say first and last name because it's...
No, it's not necessary. It's crazy that you took black study classes. They don't give points for black study classes, right?
You get little points. I mean, you have like general point. You have general like little points that you have to get for graduate.
Really?
And I think it counted towards a little, you know, whatever.
No wonder you're not afraid of the blacks.
But I was thinking about that because blacks will say, "Oh, James doesn't know black people."
Maze, you hear that? James knows black people. He took the classes.
Not to mention, I've been taking their calls for that the past 10 years or more, and then hearing them on your show for 15 years.
Go ahead. So your parents know you took a black study class?
Yeah. One of them I invited to my art show at AP Azusa Pacific.
Really?
And he attended.
Pretty my and the good old days when boys were boys and men were men, ain't no way my parents would allow me to take a black study. They were like, black, what? No. They would not have allowed. They wouldn't have even taught that in the schools, but right. They definitely would not have allowed us to take it because they would have known that was wrong. It was a waste of time. No such thing as no black study class. It's American.
Yeah.
I'm surprised your parents let you do that. They were trying to act like they liked the blacks.
I think my mother always pretended like she liked the blacks. Yeah, because she taught kindergarten, mm-hmm. and she named one of her children after a black kid.
One of her own kids?
Mm-hmm. And my dad apparently let her.
Oh, man. So because of time?
Yeah.
What do you think about Jasmine Cricket and Maxine Waters and other black females the way they act in government?
I was watching that Ayanna Pressley clip that you played with
that. She's talking about she was something molested or something. Who cares about that? What does that have to do with the way anything to do with the cow eating cabbage?
I didn't catch that part.
Yeah, she said that in there.
In her where she was trying to say, because illegals don't. I don't want to watch the clip again. It was hard. It was. Rough enough. Okay. It was enough challenge.
I won't punish you with it.
It was enough challenge on my inner peace, which I have none, to deal with, to watch it. But it was like a good practice for me to watch it and
take the pain.
Take the pain, not overreact. Because there's something when people act demonic.
Yeah.
It gets a rise out of you, either for or against.
Yeah. That is so true.
And so... Very interesting.
And these particular black females are acting demonic.
Yeah.
I love that. You're absolutely right. It's evil.
Right.
I said it was evil, but I like the fact they are acting demonic.
Yeah.
In the White House. at least in Congress. In Capitol Building.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
That's an insurrection right there.
That's for sure.
Terrible.
What a mess. Let's do Super Chat.
Okie dokie.
Super.
Super Chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, yesterday, Spanky Spank says, Christ says, let your answer be yes or no. Anything more than that comes from the devil.
Amen.
Matthew 5:37.
Nice. Thank you.
Just in time for Bible Thumper
Thursday. Bible Thumper Thursday.
Anthony on Cash App, crap rap culture has become a religion. What a mess. Sorry, kids. Don't say that crap.
That's for sure. Crap. I mean, rap, crap. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. That's Bond JLP on Cash App if you'd like to send a super chat over there. Abigail, about five coffees, reflecting on last week's biblical question, what good have you gotten out of religion?
Right.
Religion, teaching that Jesus is God, is a great way to keep Jesus out of reach. Keep people from believing they can achieve the same state that Jesus had, which is, he said you could. Perhaps the greatest deception, says Abigail.
Very good point, Abigail. Indeed. You're absolutely right. There's nothing good about religion at all. No one has ever gotten anything good from religion. God is not in religion, period. Christ is not in religion. You must worship him in spirit and in truth, not in religion. What a mess. That's why you have people like Ronnie. Ronnie from Texas think that the blacks on the Israelite. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
Oh, Ron in Texas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Ron in Texas think that the blacks on the Israelite. What the?
Paul X on YouTube yesterday. If you ever are tempted to look outside for approval, realize you have compromised your integrity.
Is it responding?
Oh, I guess this is sort of... This is not him. He's not answering it, though.
Oh.
But it's related to the biblical question.
Oh, okay.
He wants to preach this whole thing. Okay. And he gave a super chat, so let him
preach.
Okay,
yeah.
If you are tempted to look outside for approval, realize that you have compromised your integrity. If you need a witness, be your own. Heart emoji. And he says something else.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Maybe that's his quote of the week. Paul X. Thank you, sir. Paul, another Paul, very generous on Cash App. No message. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Wolf336, Kid Combo 1.0, Misty, Groovy Monkey, 555-555-565, and the rest of the supporters. Thanks, as always, yesterday on the D-Live crew.
Thank y'all. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Jules was thinking, Jesse always talks about dogs he supports on the Rumble crew, how they don't have any feelings or something. If that's true, how come his dog feels shame every time it goes number two? He can tell it's full of shame and won't look at him.
What dog?
His dog is full of shame and won't look at him.
Dogs don't feel ashamed.
I don't know.
When you can scare them and show fear, but they don't show embarrassment.
Maybe.
Is that what you're seeing in your head? You're thinking the dog feeling that way. What the? Thank you.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Am I wrong for saying?
Am I wrong?
Shout out to all the good people. If no man is good, there, and if there's no such thing as a good person, then to whom am I shouting out?
To no good people.
So shall I just say shout out to all the bad people?
Just say shout out. Don't call them good or bad.
Oh, that's a nice solution.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App says, M, woo woo, wah wah, had a baby, destroyed city at the same time.
Amazing. Thank you.
Sound like song lyrics.
Yeah.
Joey bought five coffees. Have you heard of God's new order? God over Christ, Christ over Jesse, Jesse over man, man over woman, woman over children. LOL. God bless you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate your support. Thank you.
Cosmic Soup 80 on X, the live stream. Hey, Mr. Peterson from Australia. Peace.
Heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, and everybody and their mama if you're white. Amazing. Thank you.
Gregory on YouTube. Call me Donald Trump.
The great white hope. Nice. Thank you.
Jamil bought a coffee. Jesse, is it possible for men and women to come together after overcoming the fallen state?
No.
Also,
that's why you do it in the fallen state, because once you, if you wake up before you get involved, you ain't going to want to because your needs are met. What the? You have nothing, no wanting of anything. Amazing.
Jamil
Thank you.
Asks what Joel and Nick have to say about it.
About what?
About coming together with a woman after overcoming the fallen state.
Call their shows today and ask.
Great idea.
Yeah,
thank you, Jamil.
Joel's show is at 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday, Joel Friday, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And the American Anchor Baby is at 12 noon. So call them and ask and see what they say. Amazing question. Thank you.
Greenwald, did you guys watch such and such documentary that won an Oscar about something happening? And he says, just kidding, it's blocked in the American internet.
No, I haven't watched anything. Thank you, though.
Greenwald also says the Israeli government is demolishing Palestinians' homes.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Greenwald. And he also says, salute war. American flag and Israeli flag.
War is not the answer. Only love can conquer hate. Amazing. Thank you.
Marvin Gaye.
You did.
I don't think I knew that from Black History.
What?
Music, though.
They didn't teach it in your class?
No. I don't think I heard of Marvin Gaye in that class. Whoa. If I did, I wasn't paying attention, and I got away with it.
That's why you took the class. It was easy.
Commander Kim on it.
You didn't have to make a passing grade and still pass.
On Rumble.
Go ahead.
Operation Warp Speed gave the Blats, Dems, Rhinos, Warmingers, Wamen, everything they wanted. Sped up our downfall so all the normies could see our future, then beg for Trump to come back. Amazing.
Amazing. The Great White Hope is back. And Jasmine Cricket is hating it. They hate the father, and they want to destroy him. Amazing.
Age of Inversion gave a Rumble rant. Jasmine Crooked's whole purpose of being in office is to act as a ritual humiliation of white Americans, period.
Amazing. Thank you. Interesting. Cool. It is all about, besides being raised that way to have no class, it really is about in your face to the white people. I'm going to act any kind of way I want. I'm black. And don't you say anything, white people. You don't tell me how to act. It's in your face. Because they have hatred in their hearts. Amazing. Thank you.
Commander Kim with a Rumble rant. Ronnie from Ohio, is demonstrating why whites don't want to be anywhere near the blacks. They defend and promote blacks being unruly, loud, and uncivilized. I want my country back.
Yeah. I know for a fact, and without a doubt, all races hate black people. They're afraid of them. They really don't want to be around them. They don't know how to handle their anger and their nasty attitudes, their lack of love. All races hate the blacks. I hear it all the time. I remember when I was going to that gym over there on Sepulveda. What's that gym? I got kicked out.
Equinox?
Equinox.
Or Equinox?
Equinox, boy. Beta.
Alpha.
Beta. Beta.
Alpha.
And I used to always talk to businessmen and women over there, and all of them said they didn't want, and these were like Indian businessmen, white, Mexicans, and even some blacks, to be honest. They said they did not want to hire black people. They don't like it. And they said that every time they hired the blacks, there's always a problem about racism. They try to sue you, call you racism, and they show up late. And when they do come to work, they don't function well. They all said that. And so they try to get around hiring the blacks. And one thing that they do, they said, no jobs available. They'd be wanting someone to work for them, but if the black called, they said, no job. no opening. But you can't blame them for that. You got to look out for your business, your own company. Like, we need to be looking out for our country. I want my country back. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska over on punchy.tv/JLP.
Check it out.
What would happen if Trump called Crockett a black ghetto H? Is that okay to express himself? Ha ha ha.
That's a good question. Amazing question. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble. Tony might as well be Job's wife. Just blame God, bro. It's God's fault, bro. LOL.
I can't believe you were blaming God for it. I think Tony called back, too. I'm going to get to him in a minute.
Nice. C-Bill, three coffees. Hey, Jesse and Hake, I told you guys Ronnie from Ohio is a liberal man. He's just like his mama. Beta. Laughing face with tears coming out.
I was surprised Ronnie think that it was okay as long as it wasn't something he was saying. I don't know how anyone think that that's fine. These people in our government, they're representing us around the world. And the government, when it was controlled by the white, they didn't act this way. They carried themselves in a certain way. They didn't agree, of course, but they didn't act this way. They wouldn't hood dancing and cursing and carrying on like this. Okay. Thank you.
I think he has a habit of listening to his thoughts on this type of thing.
I know he has changed about a lot of things.
Yeah. A lot of times you got a weird mindset that just has to break still.
Yeah.
Jack Bennett, 32, 17 coffees, very generous. JLP, thanks for teaching us, and stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. American flag and American bald eagle.
It's amazing. Thank you, Jack Benny, for your support, for helping us to help others. Thank you. I got to stop there.
Okay, we'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all.
Thank you all.
I'm looking at the coffee. Let me go quickly to Mays out of Dayton, Ohio. Mays, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello. Hello, Jesse. And
hey, Mace. Hey, Mace.
I have two questions for you. And okay. Then what do you think about a president calling a woman a dog?
A dog?
Yes.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. So Trump called Emma, the one that worked in the White House with him, he called her a dog.
Who is that?
She had Amorosa.
Amorosa?
Listen to what I got to say.
I want you to say about you're saying that Trump called Amorosa a dog?
The one that worked in the White House with him. Yes, he did. He called her a dog.
But I saw Amorosa at Trump inauguration.
I'm not talking about that Amorosa. I'm talking about the Emma that was in the work. She didn't work in the White House with Trump.
Oh. Yes. Okay.
He called her a dog.
Okay. I'm not aware of that.
You think about that. And he's supposed to be the president
Omarosa, that black female that turned on Trump.
Yeah, he called her a dog.
The one that turned on Trump.
Whatever you will call it, he still called her
a dog. Are you talking about that one, though?
Yes, I'm talking about that one.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to play, can you black and slow? And let me help you again. And you sit up and you call Michelle what?
Big Mama.
And you called women bitches?
Right.
And so what did it make you?
But Mace, are you're black and you're from the old school because you're old. You're from the old school. Are you saying that the way these females are acting in government is not wrong?
I'm saying the way all of them acting in government, you can see that one, Margaret Taylor Greene, the way she's acting is not proper.
Maybe, but I'm just asking about the blacks.
You're talking about black people. That's right. What I'm saying. You're talking about
Mace,
black people.
Mace.
What? Jesse.
Mace. So you're from the old school. You're old like I am, right? That black people at one time did not act this way. And for these black females to be acting this way in government, or anywhere really, but especially in government, are you saying that there's nothing wrong with it?
I didn't say there's nothing wrong with
what
it.
What do you think about the way that they're acting?
You can call a person a dog. It's not important.
Man, that's not the point. Asking about... if you want to talk about Trump, talk about the Trump.
I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about you
talking
having a
Mace, I'm asking Jasmine Cricket dancing in the Capitol there, in the White House, and carrying on like that, Maxine Waters cursing, the woman saying that Trump is a Putin hoe or something. Are you saying you have no problem with the blacks acting that way?
I said you didn't have a problem with them acting that way, so I don't have a problem with nobody acting that way if that's the case.
Oh, so...
Everybody acting that way, and you just pick out one group of people, you got a problem.
Mace, so you're saying that if I'm okay with...
None of them
should
be acting that way. Mace, not even him.
Mace, how come when you go to the doctor and your right arm is hurting and your left arm have no problem... Do you say, doctor, my right arm hurt and my left, or you just deal with the arm that hurt?
No, I let him find out what's wrong so he can get paid for what he's doing.
I'm asking you, as a black female, and you are black, just for the record, are you saying the way these black females are acting in our government is fine?
You think so?
Asking you, what do you think?
I said, everybody that's doing it is fine. But if it was just one group of people doing it, no, it wouldn't be fine.
And why not?
Because it's not only black people doing it. You got the head of the country doing it. You ain't got no problem.
So are you saying because...
Is it a problem with the black person doing it or anybody doing it? It should be a problem with anybody doing it, right?
Babe, you're saying because the president did the same thing, it's okay for Jasmine to act this way?
Yes.
Amazing. Thank you,
babe. You have a problem with him and her.
Man, thank you. I got to take a break. I appreciate it. Ron, Tony, you hold on. Let me take a break. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Hate news.
Thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old. All races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Good news! Everybody should be happy about this. The United States does negotiate with terrorists, Hamas, directly. So cool. So unorthodox. That's the Trump administration. In order to get those people freed from, or the dead bodies freed or whatever, you know. Anyway, social media safety propaganda. Safety is a communist buzzword, by the way. The World Cup in the USA, in New Jersey, of all places, will have a halftime show. A halftime show a la American football. But now it's communist global homo football. Shout out. And the U.S. is stopping sharing air quality data from their embassies and consulates, whatever a consulate is, I don't know, worldwide. And scientists are scared about it or upset or something. They want access to information. And 9,400 structures were destroyed, did you know, by that Eaton fire over near Pasadena, Altadena. I live in Altadena. And a hot air balloon looking Customs and Border Patrol surveillance blimp crashed. It was like on an island off the coast of Texas, a Texas island, I guess. And it crashed in rural Texas. Wow. This is the end of, I didn't know Texas had islands, so I may be mistaken. This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. There is one line open. You can call in right now. It is March 6th, AD 2025. There is a men's forum tonight, guys, for men only. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. Men's forum first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, unless something comes up. But there is nothing coming up today. We are having it. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. Women's forum third Thursday of the month. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. Commie Nonsense Network reports that French President Emmanuel Macron on Wednesday, yesterday, stated that his country needs to be ready for the U.S. not to remain by our side in the Ukraine-Russia evil war, adding that France needs to, quote-unquote, do more to strengthen their own independence, France's own independence in matters of defense and security. So right on, Emmanuel Macron. I knew I liked that guy because he likes Trump. And they express affection for one another. I'm trying to say it in a nice way, right? Government cuts. A pair of rulings has exposed deep divisions on the so-called Supreme Court, which drastically needs to rid itself of these females on the court, about just how much power the federal judiciary has to prevent our greatest president from carrying out his righteous plans for the country. The high court, high on pot on Wednesday, rejected Trump's request to keep billions of dollars in foreign aid approved by Congress frozen. What a mess. Morning Brew says it this way. In a 5-4 decision, the so-called Supreme Court rejected Trump's bid to freeze payments of foreign aid agencies for work they had already completed, supposedly. In an unsigned one-paragraph order, the majority, which consisted of Chief Justice Rhino John Roberts, who does everything evil practically, and so-called Justice Amy Barrett, Amy Commie Barrett, and all the rest of the females on the court, the other liberals, whom Obama and Biden, which is Obama, appointed, reinstated that judge's order requiring, there's some judge who ordered Trump to require the payments to USAID, USAID contractors. A minority opinion penned by Justice Samuel Alito, he's one of the good ones, I think, asked whether a single district court judge who likely lacks jurisdiction really has the power to make the government pay out and probably lose forever $2 billion, with a B, dollars, taxpayer dollars. What a mess. Separately, a federal appeals court allowed the president to remove a head of a government watchdog agency, so-called watchdog agency, while a legal challenge to his firing plays out. Exactly how far the so-called Supreme Court will go toward backstopping those lower courts, we will find out. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show. What the third hour of the show already? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-7-7-3-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. Why do you want the approval of anyone else? Why? Why do you want the approval of anyone else? Why? That's my biblical question. You can get involved by call. Oh, I said that already. Call it 888-7753-773. And if you're busy and about, you can podcast anywhere in the world. But you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping. Where am I? You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. See, it's Thursday. Code of the DI. And every Thursday is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday.
What's going on?
Here's a pastor.
Be seated.
Of a Baptist church. He says he wants the Holy Ghost. He's ready to have a new congregation. He's ready to see the Holy Ghost move.
Oh, Shama, Shama, people from Africa. Oh, hey, from Africa. From Africa. Bible Thumper Thursday. What now? What a mess. So I want to just, they did the ask thing yesterday, and I wonder what was that about? Why would you walk around with some ashes on your forehead looking like you're crazy? And so I found out, my producer got a little information about that. They call it Ashy Wednesday. And so I wanted to know more about the Ashy Wednesday thing. And here's a little information from WFAA.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the penitential season of Lent. Mm-hmm. And Lent is that opportunity to prepare for Easter.
As with many other Christian traditions, the origins of Ash Wednesday can be traced back to ancient Rome.
And they're placed on our forehead in the sign of a cross. What it does, it reminds us of how we have to be sorrowful for our sins, but there's also a reminder that we're dust, mm-hmm. and we're going to return to dust. And we're mindful of our time here is finite.
You might also be surprised to learn where the actual ashes come from.
The palms that were raised and waved on Palm Sunday. So those are saved, they're returned, they're burnt.
We know where ashes come from, burnt trees, burnt wood. This is so crazy, it's sad. It's sad. Here's a little bit more on the second ritual of Lent season.
Ashes are one of Christianity's most valuable rituals, but it's also just one part of the Lenten season.
We always hear, you know, people talking about, I'm giving up this for Lent.
The spiritual exercise that comes with Lent is that whatever we give up, whatever we have saved because I'm not going to eat chocolate for Lent, then hopefully the money you saved by not eating your chocolate, you're going to find somebody who's in need and say, I want to give this to you. And also to increase your relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
This ain't one thing for sure. You may want to give your money away, but one thing for sure, you ain't increasing your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's for sure. Without a doubt. Putting ashes on your head and walking around look like you ain't got no sense. And it has nothing to do with God. It's like praying to Hail Mary. What the? Give up these things. Everything is spiritual now. It's done and completed. All you need to do is live now. Give it away with all your little ritual things and just live. Just live. But do what you want. Stay in your hell or live free. Romans 3:23-24, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 10:14. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. That don't make sense. This is the wrong Bible. What the? Dear, I don't know what it means. Because it's not written right. What Bible you got that out, buddy? English, K-I-E-V. K-J-V. For everyone offering, he has perfected. I'll get back to that. I'm black and so I blame me. Come on. Derek gonna read, he black. Let's see, could he do a little better? I got a black producer. I'm black. Lord, have mercy. Here he come. Derek, my producer, he black. And he went to college. He went to the same college that Tony and went to. Not this Tony from California, another Tony. Will you let me know where you have it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What?
I'm ready.
What? I can't hear you.
Testing. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, okay. I can't hear you now.
All right. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14.
Okay.
For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Right on.
And what that mean?
That means for by one offering being Jesus,
uh-huh.
he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, meaning those that are coming back to the Father, those that are with the Father. Not coming back, but that are with the Father.
What?
What?
What'd you say?
It means, all right, I'll say it again. For by one offering that he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. So for by one offering, being that offering is Jesus, nailed on the cross, dying for our sins, he perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Nice.
So, so those that turn their lives over to Christ. You know.
Thank you.
That's it.
Amazing.
Right on.
So, Derek, how old are you?
26.
And so what do you think about the way these black females are acting in government? Jasmine Cricket and Maxine Ward, all these black females that are in government, the mayor of the city of New Orleans, Los Angeles, what do you think about the way they're acting? You're 26?
Yeah.
So you're like a Z, right?
Yeah.
You're a Z.
Yeah.
What do you think about the way they're acting? Do you think it's fine or it's black or what do you think?
No, it's definitely not fine. My whole outlook on how the country should be ran is that we're of Christian origin, so it should be ran in a Christian way. Everybody should be respectful, and because, you know, we've got kids looking up to us, so if we want a America that is good and Christian to continue, we need to present ourselves and act accordingly. And yeah, so that's really it.
Oh, good, man. So I'm not crazy.
No, you're not crazy.
So I understand you're black, and I used to say it too.
Right.
You said should be run by, but it should be ran.
Run by, ran by.
You said
by.
That should be run, not should be. It should be run, not should be ran.
Right on. You caught me. If I said
should
that.
Should be run, not be ran.
Run.
I would say you went to a black college.
Ran.
Did you go to a black college?
Yes.
I rest my case.
All right. My fault.
Did you say black studies?
I didn't take black studies, see? You see that? I didn't take no black studies.
Did you say black history?
Probably in high school.
But not in college.
Nah.
Good. And why? Why did you take it in black history in college?
I didn't have a need for it. Right. And I just always had this mindset that we should all come together.
Yeah.
If we're really the United States of America, we should all move in one, you know, in one way instead of dividing everything. You know, black history it is.
Were you surprised at hate to black history and black music in college?
No.
You weren't surprised?
No.
Why not?
He knows a lot.
About the blacks.
Yeah, he knows quite a bit about the blacks. I was like, okay, he must have some history.
Yeah, he went I had no idea until today he took black stuff in college.
Oh, really? Yeah, hey. Yeah.
Did you take Afro-American music history?
No, but I know what that is.
What is it?
African-American, well, it's really just... And I don't want to say, like, it's an American thing, but...
It's not American, that's for sure. What is it?
Just old, I'd say, like... And I don't... You know what? I'll just close right there. I was going to say some, you know, some stuff, but... Yeah,
don't say it.
Yeah, that's it.
You black.
That's it.
I want... One last thing, then I want to go to the callers. From our Facebook. According to Facebook, Atlanta... Mega church pastor Jamal Bryant unleashed an anti-MAGA tirade that claims God will remove Republicans from government agency if you praise him. Watch this from Facebook.
I'm on Public Enemy. I came to tell white supremacists. I came to tell MAGA. To tell white privilege, we coming. God said, when you give me glory, I'm gonna run them out of the State Department. If you give me glory, I'm gonna run them out of Congress and run them out of Senate. If you give me glory, I'm gonna run them off of your job and run them off of your classroom. I need you to take your neighbor's hair and say, neighbor, we gotta shout
neighbor.
Like we got faith.
Nehiva. What a mess. Ooh. What do you think about that? A black preacher teaching, talking, hating the white man in the church, in the name, in the name. What do you think about that?
That sounds like the church I grew up in.
Really?
It felt like home for a minute. It just,
they were teaching about telling the white man they coming, they better get out of the way.
I can't vividly remember a clip like that happening when I was growing up because, as you go back in time, they have a little more sense.
It sounded like a rowdy crowd to me, as Joel Friday said. I agree.
Yeah, but,
Jerry, what's wrong with the blacks? They're teaching hatred in the church. In the name of Jesus.
It's a hard thing, you know? And when you go unconscious to stuff like that, you won't see it, you know?
Joel, come here. Come here, Joel.
This is messed up, you know?
This is Joel Black.
And Joel's black.
Even though he doesn't know black culture.
Right on.
Joel Friday, every day, Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and he black. What do you think about the way the black people are acting in government, the black female, and what this man just said?
Well,
did you hear that?
Well, first, I didn't say rowdy crowd. I said Rottweiler.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, because, I misread it.
Yeah, because he sounded like a
sure did.
A dog. You know, like when the dog is like growling, like, rrr, rrr. Yeah, like every time you would take a breath, it sounded like a dog. It sounded like animalistic to me. It doesn't sound.
You never seen a preacher do that? Or you never heard a preacher do that?
No, I've heard it, but he was more aggressive.
And he's talking about telling the white man, we coming. Y'all about to get out of the way. We're going to take away your schools. We're going to take away your government. We're going to take away your job.
Oh, I didn't actually hear what he was saying.
We got to run it back. Replay that mega church preacher from, where's it from? Let me see here. I got it.
It's from Facebook.
Facebook. This mega, Atlanta mega church pastor, Jameel Bryant, Alicia's an anti-mega tirade that claims God will remove Republican from government agency if you praise him. Now, you're going to praise God, and God going to do evil. Watch this from Facebook.
Public enemy. I came to tell white supremacists. I came to tell MAGA. I came to tell white privilege. We coming. We coming. God said, when you give me glory, I'm going to run them out of the State Department. If you give me glory, I'm going to run them out of Congress and run them out of Senate. If you give me glory, I'm going to run them off of your job and run them off of your classroom. I need you to take your neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, we got to shout like we got.
Does that say faith around and find out?
I didn't see that.
So this black man telling the white people they're on their way, they're going to run them out of everything. And the white people letting them take over their governments and everything. All in the name of Jesus.
Blind leading the blind. That's what it looks like to me. And, it's also interesting to me that the pastor got a hoodie on and some sweats.
I don't think he's saying that. I wonder why he dressed like that.
You talk about like common sense being all gone. That's what it is with the blacks. They're common sense all gone. They can't see straight, lost and can't see, blind and can't see. But they're so passionate and emotional that the things that they say can be convincing, I guess, to some other people who are also blind.
Haters.
And then the intimidation of it, of that they bring.
Yeah.
Kind of scares the white people, I think, and they kind of just grow scared.
How are all those people agreeing with this man preaching that, praise God, he going to remove the Republicans?
White supremacy, MAGA, everything, yeah.
How are they praising Japanese shot?
I know. It's just that anger that you talk about.
Yeah, and I want to see some evidence of this white supremacy that and
it
this racism
exist.
That they experience.
Yeah.
And because I ask black people,
What did they say?
I never get any type of solid information. I always have to go back to the past, like years
like
when they weren't even living.
Ago.
Like the bring up slavery and just things like that. So
have Joel read some scripture. It would hate that. What's Why your, he want you to read the scripture?
I don't know.
What scripture? The same one?
Yeah.
Okay. Here.
So people can laugh at me.
Was it the Hebrew one, did he?
Better known as Arkansas.
I guess the Hebrew.
Yeah, let him read that one. I cannot read.
This?
Yeah, just the Hebrew.
Oh.
Or what did he say?
Let Joel read 1 John 2.
Oh, okay.
15 to 16.
Oh, okay. So he's down.
Down more?
I think.
Okay.
There it is.
1 John 2:15-16. Do not love the world or what is in the world. If anyone does love the world, the love of the Father finds no place in him. This is 16. Because everything there is in the world, disorder, bodily desires, disorder, desires of the eye, pride and possession, is not from the Father, but is from the world.
Nice. Now read Hebrew 10:14. That's what. Oh, Romans 3:23-24.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
And 10:14.
For by one offered he... Oh, what's that?
He back.
For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are not sanctified. Is this King James?
Yes, yeah, it's the true Bible. Well,
I thought Derek wrote it.
Most accurate.
For the one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified.
That's it.
But isn't forever one word?
That's what it's supposed to be. That's what I thought.
That's what I thought Derek wrote.
Well, today it is, you know.
Derek wrote forever, like two words.
I'm telling you, it's in the Bible. The KJV, you bust it up right now, those are going to be, it's going to say for and it's going to say ever. It's not going to be together.
Let me go to Tony out of California. Ask Tony to call back. Tony, thanks for calling back. Go ahead.
How you doing, sir? I'm back at you. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
Yeah, no problem.
I was saying that God is the blame of all things, because your Bible, what you believe and you pushes across this country, speaks on God is all-knowing, and he knows everything before it's happened. So it got to be his fault for what goes on. It's not human fault. It's God's fault.
So you believe in God? You believe in God's fault for the way Maxine Waters and Jasmine Cricket and Ariana... You believe in God's fault, the way that they're acting.
He brought them in this world, didn't he?
But you do believe it's God's fault that they're acting
Jesse,
that way.
Jesse,
yes.
I believe on your actions, on Joel's actions, on Hank's actions, and that new guy, whoever
Derek.
That little coon is,
ooh.
His actions. It's all on God because of your actions.
Oh, God. A little coon. You made it.
They're
going to clip that.
Real, bro.
And so you believe it's God's fault the way Jasmine and Maxine Waters and Ariana are acting. You believe it's God's fault, right?
I'm just asking about them. Yes.
You believe
yes,
it's God's
yes.
fault that they're acting that way.
Yes.
And why you believe it's God? Why you blame God?
Because he's all knowing, all ultimate. He is the head of all things. He's the beginning and the end. So, yes, it's God's fault because he knows what happened before it happened.
What are you saying that, Joel?
So, are you saying that Satan has no play in any of this at all? It's all God? What about Satan's doing?
And wait a minute. Who brought Satan into the play? Who brought Satan to the game? God brought Satan into the game.
Who brought Satan to the what? To the game?
Into the game. Into the game. It's all a game.
What game?
God, once again, Joel.
Right, but the point, but really quick, you don't think that Satan's influence, the influence of evil, has anything to do with what's going on? It's all God's fault?
Yes, yes.
Why is it all God's fault? Why does Satan have no responsibility?
Because, once again, my friend, once again, he just Satan has no power. He just has influence.
Right.
God has the power. God has the power.
And so you're questioning God that you blame him, huh?
Yes.
So,
of course.
What do you think about that, little coon?
Yeah, little coon, what you got to say?
All right. You say influence, right?
Yes.
Do you believe people act?
Satan has no power. Satan can't kill you.
Do you believe people can
God
act?
God only one can kill you.
Do you believe people can act on influence?
Once again, whose fault is that?
No, he asked you a question. He asked you a question.
Excuse me?
He asked you a question.
Right.
Can you answer that?
What Lil Coon said? What Lil Coon said? I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't hear what Lil Coon
said. Right on.
Had to say.
I said, do you believe people can act on influences?
Of course they can. But once again, who caused them to be weak like that? God did. Who brought these influences upon the earth?
God didn't cause
because
that.
He brought Satan. Wait a minute. He brought Satan into creation.
Also, now they're
okay.
Weak.
All
is that what
things
you said?
Come from God, bro.
God didn't cause it, though. God allowed it, Tony. God allowed it. He didn't cause it.
Wait a minute. If you allowed it, you are causing it. Come on now, make it make sense.
No, you're not causing
it.
No. He let the people who want to behave in an evil way. He let Satan deal with them. He doesn't bring them into his kingdom. So that's Satan's doing. It has nothing to do with God.
Show me anywhere that God brought anybody into his kingdom.
What?
show me a heaven that God created.
You don't believe there's a heaven?
Hell no.
Do you believe there's a hell?
Nope.
Do you believe there is a God?
Yes, it's a power of this universe. Yes,
and do you believe there's
everything to go the way it wanted, whatever corruption, whatever killing, whatever evil, whatever joy, God allowed all this to happen.
And you believe there is a Satan?
I believe there's No.
You don't believe there's a Satan?
It's a negative and a positive. That's it.
So you believe there's a God, but you don't believe there's a Satan.
Wait a minute. I believe there's a high power. Not no God, not no man that's looking down upon us and watch how we act. No. I believe there's a power.
But do you believe there's a Satan?
No.
But he believes that there's a negative, so it's the same thing. He just giving it a different word.
He said,
okay, well, y'all put labels on things. Like, y'all call yourself
Tony,
a
negative.
But look how y'all are acting.
Tony.
Look how you,
Tony.
Right there, that little panel right there acting.
Tony.
Yes.
Hate want to know, is it God's fault that Tony is talking like Jasmine Cricket?
I don't know who Jasmine Cricket is.
That little black female that was dancing in the Capitol the other day.
And she's keeping it real, my friend. She's keeping
so
it real.
Is Satan,
no,
hate want to
no,
know,
no,
is God,
no.
Is it God's fault that you're talking like Jasmine Cricket?
No. The truth is the light, let it shine, that they say.
Amazing.
So wait, my fault. Yep. You believe God is influencing Jasmine Crockett, Ayanna Pressley, and Maxine Waters to act like the way that they are. You don't believe, but you don't believe that God is a loving God and he'll take his hands off of his creation and let them choose if they truly love him. To let them choose if they want to be with him for eternity or be separate from him. You don't believe God will do that?
God is in control of all things.
God is what?
Okay. He's in control of all things because he brought all things into creation. Okay?
Right. Okay, I understand that.
Remember that now. Remember that. Listen to what you just telling me. Right.
You got to remember
what
I told you.
He's in control of all things.
Right.
Okay.
So once again,
okay,
if it's evil, it came from God. It's in
no,
the Bible.
No, 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 no. That's where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong.
Isaiah,
show me where God is evil. God is all good.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you to
show
read
me where. Show me. In fact, show me scripture.
In the book.
Because
in the book of
your
Isaiah
ideas,
54.
Your ideas. Where do your ideas come from?
Tony.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to tell you, little coon.
Oh man! Oh man! If I'm a look,
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
It's all love.
In the book of Isaiah, it says that God created all things, now, good and evil.
Thank you, Tony. I gotta take a break. Thank you so much. Back in a moment, folks.
Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. So the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, thehakereport.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, Joel Friday at 12 noon. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report, 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon on Locals, not Locals, but Rumble.
Rumble.
Rumble. .com at 12 noon Pacific time. And then tonight at 7 p.m., the Men's Forum. The Men's Forum at 7 p.m. And tomorrow at 11 a.m., tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I talked to Paul Freeman, and he is a former CBS executive. He's an author. His book is called The Unexpected Danny Green. And by the way, I forgot. The treasure chest is open on DLive. Watch this from The Fallen State.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you have anger?
Oh, yeah. Sure I have anger. Because I didn't have a dad, so I had to fight for myself.
So do you believe there is a God?
I don't think he's a guy up there with a beard and looks down kindly upon us.
So you don't believe he has a beard because you think he's shaved? Or he's... But you haven't noticed the attack of all white people?
Who's attacking me?
You're not white.
What am I?
I thought you said you were Jewish.
So you're a provocateur. That's what this is all about.
What the? At 11 a.m. Friday, if the Lord is willing and creating the riot. And you can support the Fallen State right there, thefallenstate.tv/donate or Rumble, rumble.com. Huh?
Locals.
I mean Locals.
JCLeePeterson.locals.com.
Yeah, thank you, Hake. You white. Thank you, Hake. Let me go quick to some calls that I want to get to some super chats, Hake. Is it Stephen? Yes. Stephen out of Minnesota, out of Maryland. Stephen, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'm calling about the Great White Hope.
The Great White Hope. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think he's the Great White Dope. But anyway.
And why do you think that?
Man's not right. Let me ask you a question.
Stephen,
speak
right into your phone.
I'm sitting right into it.
Okay, go ahead. And you think that he's not right, you say?
No, he's not right. He's on the edge of senility.
And he is not right in what way? Give me an example of him being wrong.
He's on the edge of senility.
A who?
Senility. You know what that is?
No.
Trying to lose his mind.
What? Are you 88 years old?
Yes, sir.
You're 88?
Yes, sir.
Are you on the edge of senility?
Nope.
What?
I think I got all my marbles.
And so what is it about Trump that's not right?
Well, first of all, with Zelensky, that guy from the Ukraine, he wants him to make peace with Russia when Russia started the war.
And your point is what? You don't want peace?
I want peace, but you don't go to the man that rained on. I mean, you know.
But he's already spoken to Putin. He spoke to Putin already.
Yeah, I know. He's in Putin's pocket.
So, but he talked to Putin and he's talking to this guy. What's wrong with trying to bring peace?
There's nothing wrong with that, but you should talk to Putin.
And he's talked to him already.
Well, he ain't talked enough because he's still bombing Ukraine.
No, because this guy from Ukraine hasn't made his mind up yet if he wants peace or not. Let me ask, according to the report, you said Putin has Trump in his pocket?
That's right.
In what way? What do you mean by that?
He does everything Putin wants him to do.
Like what?
Like with the war. He thinks it's Ukraine's fault.
So Putin wants Trump to bring peace to the war, in the war?
Say that again.
Putin wants Trump to end the war?
No, Putin don't want that. He wants Ukraine.
What do you mean? Trump wants peace. What do you mean?
No, he don't.
How is Trump in Putin pocket? When Trump trying to bring peace, how is he in Putin?
He's not trying to bring peace.
Tell me how is Trump in Putin parking. Give me proof of that.
Well, first of all, Trump has this thing that he's going to, some kind of deal he's going to make for Ukraine's minerals. Remember that?
Yes, yes.
That's all in the deal.
But tell me how Putin is in Trump pocket. I mean, Trump is in Putin's pocket. Give me this. Tell me why you say that. Why he's there.
Because he defends Putin all the time.
How has he defended Putin?
By not telling Putin to stop bombing Ukraine.
He is telling him that. That's why he tried to bring peace.
Oh, he said he would end the war in 24 hours, too, right?
But he's still trying to bring peace. So tell me how is he
in. Tell me how he. 24 hours.
Right. But he's still working on it. Has not given up. How is he in Putin's pocket?
Because he had ended the war in 24 hours, like he said.
He's still working on it. How is he in the pocket?
Because he agreed with everything Putin says. I'm going to tell you that one more time.
Like what?
Everything.
Like what?
He's still in Ukraine, isn't he?
How is he agreeing with everything Putin says?
Because he's still in Ukraine.
How is he agreeing with everything Putin said? Give me an example.
I just told you, he's still bombing Ukraine.
Tell me something that Trump has said that implies to you, or done, that implies to you that he's in Putin's pocket.
I just told you.
No, you're not.
Okay. Moving along now.
No, okay, tell me how is Trump in Putin's pocket.
I just told you.
How?
One more time. I know you graduated from high school, right? Something gets in your head. I don't know what it is.
How is Trump in Putin's pocket?
Of course, he agrees with Putin to keep on bombing the Ukraine.
He didn't agree with that at all. He's trying to end it.
Still doing it, isn't
he? He's trying to end it. And they would have been closer to it had the man from Ukraine not acting the way he acted recently. So how is Putin, Trump in Putin pocket? One more chance today, I got to run. How is he in Putin pocket? How is he in Putin pocket?
I just told you.
No, you haven't. You haven't told me at all.
I told you he's still bombing the Ukraine.
That's not Trump doing
that. And he hasn't stopped it, and he agrees with it.
No, he doesn't. He wants to end the war. He does not agree with war.
No, he don't.
He does.
Yeah, he's blackmailing that president. Come on.
What?
You saw the argument. Didn't you see the argument?
What? So Putin was bombing Ukraine out of Biden. Was Biden wow. in troop pocket?
Don't make no difference.
Wait. Was Biden in Putin pocket?
No, he wasn't.
So how is Biden wasn't there, but Trump is, and they were bombing when Biden was in the office?
What they got to do with Biden?
You said that Trump is in Putin pocket because he's still
right.
bombing Ukraine. And it started under Biden. Right. Why Biden
That's
not in right. Putin pocket?
Why he quit. He doesn't have nothing to do with that. He was sending weapons over there, right?
What?
One thing is helping the Ukraine defend itself, sending weapons over there, right?
Repeat that. I'm sorry.
Biden was helping the Ukraine.
Right.
Russia
Too much.
The Ukraine.
Give it our money, yes.
It wasn't money. He's having weapons.
He gave money, too.
No
so
money.
Let me ask, did Biden ever talk to Putin to try to end the war?
Nope, because they ain't on speaking terms. No.
All right.
He's not like Putin. He's not like Trump.
Thank you, Stephen. Call me again. I got to run. You can say that again. Super chat. Thank you, Stephen.
Gregatron said, God said it. I want it.
That's right. Amazing.
Calvin from Ohio bought a coffee. Imagine Jesse lying and telling people that getting baptized isn't necessary. Imagine Jesse using part of a verse to justify his claims. Jesse said, you must be born of spirit and of water, or you will not enter the kingdom of God.
Jesse said that or Jesus said
Jesus
that?
Said. Sorry. I can't read.
You bet.
It's annoying when you misquote the Bible to justify things and no one corrects you, says Calvin in Ohio.
Thank you, Calvin. But in the good old days, you had baptisms of the water, but now they have the New Testament, a new reality. Everything is of the Spirit now. So now you must be baptized of the Spirit. Nothing wrong with water. If you want to get water, that's fine, but it's of the Spirit. And the water is just an expression of what's supposed to have taken place on the inside. You've been born of the Spirit, so you're baptized of the Spirit. But nothing wrong with the water, but it's not required. It's not necessary. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Calvin.
Yeah.
Scrap the Planet says, I took African-American literature and history classes in high school. I was the only white student. Teacher still asks my family how I'm doing. Right on, man.
Amazing.
White brothers.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mr. C's. I don't know how to say your name. MRCIHS. Jesse, invite so-and-so on the Fallen State. It would be amazing.
Send that to producer@thefallenstate.tv. He'll look into it. producer@thefallenstate.tv. Thank you.
Maybe one day. That would be cool.
Yeah.
April says, thank you for waking up the world one show at a time. I wish you well. With love, April. Heart emoji.
And thank you, April, for helping us to get this done. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Cactus Eater Bear gave a diamond. Jesus called a woman a dog. Big whoop. Laughing face scrunched.
Nice.
That's right.
I rest my case. I will be using that. Thank you.
Jesus and Trump, brothers.
That's right.
Gregatron says, let's get 10 super chats so JLP can say amazing.
Amazing.
You're not supposed to say it.
Oh.
They didn't give 10
Give 10 so I can say amazing.
And there's 47 seconds left.
Thank you.
20 seconds. Terry says, what's wrong with the blacks? They can't read no good except for Derek.
Nice. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chins gave a super chat that he retracted because of a typo. And then he gives a follow-up super chat saying that black pastor fell to the dark side of mouth breathing. That is the fate of all who persist in using the mouth for the nose. Hype/drama is all it facilitates. Just a petty victimhood poses virtue.
You can say that again. What a mess. Huh? I can't. It's like, when did we get to the point in America that you can preach hatred from the pulpit and the people shout and praise the Lord on it and bounce up and down and carry on instead of saying, what the? It blows my mind. But thank you. I appreciate it. You're right.
Kevin G bought a super chat with no message.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Brand new B gave his or her first super chat. Amazing. Love ya, JLP.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Link bought 3 coffees. When I do the silent prayer, am I really the one noticing thoughts, or is the Lord allowing me to become the observer?
The light is shining, which is the light of the Father, so that you may see that you're not those thoughts. They're shining so you can see them rather than being one with them. Amazing. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki bought a coffee. Do you think it's possible to live in harmony with someone who won't overcome? Is it better to stay and grow stronger by not reacting to their negativity? Or is it wiser to leave? I'm asking for a friend.
I don't understand the question.
Say you're married to someone who's...
She's married to him?
She's asking for a friend.
And what's the question?
Who's living with someone who won't overcome. Is it possible to live in harmony with someone who won't overcome? Is it better to stay and grow stronger by not reacting to their negativity?
Well, you shouldn't be reacting to anything, period, at any time, right? But have that friend call me, because I can't really respond to the friend question. I would need to hear from them. 888-77-JESSE. But thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
Yeah.
Over on D-Live, Cactus Eater Bear Games for
Rec. I do know, Nikki, that if your friend is working on him or herself, but the other person is not, the darkness is going to hate the light. That's for sure. It'll be difficult. Thank you.
Shout out to Cactus Eater Bear Games for Rec Misty and the rest of the supporters over on the D-Live crew, as always.
Thank you all. D-Live.
And, of course, Jules, T-Fly Monkey, Age of Inversion, Crichton, and the rest over on the Rumble crew. Flo Shinsky, what's up, man?
You got to know how to rumble. Thank you.
And shout out to Calvin in Ohio, who bought a coffee, another coffee. Are you serious? That is New Testament. Jesus literally told the priest, you must be of the spirit or the water or you will not enter the kingdom. Before he left, he said it again. Go baptize. You're lying again.
What? No, you know, you don't have to be born. You don't have to be baptized of the water anymore. If you want to do it, fine, but it's of the spirit now. Thank you.
Link bought a coffee. Also, don't know if you guys covered the so-and-so thing. This gal's comments on a black boy with cancer who wanted to be a police officer. That
presidential address. It was interesting to see at the speech at the Capitol with the president that even the Democratic Party, including the blacks and the white, when they paid attention to the black boy who had cancer, they didn't even stand up and applaud for him. And that was an amazing story. They just sat there. They didn't. I thought they loved the black people, but they showed nothing. What amazing. Thank you.
And he mentioned somebody who is an MSNBC host who said something that...
We're going to have to check that out. Thank you.
Set the MAGA people off.
Yeah.
And let me finish this person, Link's coffee.
Okay.
Pure evil, says Link, about that woman's reaction, the liberal media woman's reaction to the black boy.
Amazing. We'll try to have that tomorrow. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all so much. Thanks for helping us to help others. Let me go quickly to Charles out of North Carolina. Charles, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
You're helping me even when you're not. Just waiting to speak to you. I'm going into my anxiety, and I'm saying this isn't me, and I want to sit in it, and I'm feeling better.
Right on, man. You got to sit in it, be with it, and the Father will take it away from you.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
But I wanted to comment and tell you that I, as a white guy, I actually took black studies 25 years ago. So you're talking a quarter century ago.
Why did you take them? What the?
It was jazz studies. It was jazz history, and I love jazz.
Oh.
And I said, I'm going to take this class. It sounds amazing. I love old jazz.
Yeah, jazz used to be amazing.
Oh, it was. tremendous. I don't know much about new jazz, but I love the classic Sarah Vaughan, Coltrane, yeah, all that great stuff.
I don't even know if they do jazz anymore.
I don't either.
Amazing.
But I wanted to tell you about the way my teacher handled himself in the Black Studies class back then. I mean, he was so amazing, I wound up taking him 3 times, Jesse. I didn't care what he was teaching.
Nice.
I used to be the kind of guy that said, I was like everybody else, I wanted A's and B's. I get these grades, and I'm like, oh, look at me, I'm smart, I know things. This guy says something to me, I almost fell out of my chair. He goes, college is the means to a job. It is not education. What you do on your own is education. I almost fell on the floor. I said, oh, my God, all this crap I've been learning, it's crap. It's just to get the job. I'm learning what I need to do for what I said I wanted to be, and they give me the requirements, and that's all it is.
Old school teaching. That's amazing. Thank you, Charles. I appreciate it. I mean, because of time, I got to run. Angie's out of Washington State. Angie, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Thank you, Charles.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Angie.
Do you remember me? I'm the one-legged.
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Well, I called you the first time because I was smoking that stupid Washington meth.
And you have one leg.
One leg.
I remember.
Yeah, so I'm just calling in to say everything is going well.
Right on.
Yeah. I'm up and moving with my pirate leg now. And
wow.
Yeah, thinking about getting a job maybe, you know.
Wow, and you felt, if I remember correctly, in the first time you called, you seemed not to have much hope then.
Yeah, I was pretty down and out.
I remember. And now you sound free.
I feel a lot better, yeah.
Right on. So I want to encourage you, make sure you do the silent prayer and stay away from the thoughts. It's just going to get better for you, all right?
Oh, yeah. Every day's a new shiny day.
Right on.
Even in the rain.
That's right. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
I will. I just want to say thank you so much.
It's good to hear from you. Thanks for calling me. That's amazing. You stay with it, though, Angie. You haven't seen anything yet.
Good. I'm looking forward to it.
Right on. Thank you.
Yes.
And call me again.
I will, honey. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Right now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube, Steven says it was the actions they hate, not the people or persons.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me go. That's it?
Yep.
Let me go to Brian, a first-time caller out of Minnesota. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air, Brian.
Jesse.
Yes,
thanks
sir.
Thanks for what you're doing, my brother.
Thank you. Amazing.
Yes, it is. Your show is amazing. I run a free speech forum here in Rochester.
Don't mention what it is, though.
No, okay. Anyway, in Minnesota, as you all see, we got Campon Tim, our communist leader. But we get hammered pretty hard. Even the Christian, even the Republican from our own Republican party. But anyway, we just try to do the right thing.
Right.
But anyway, I'm a longtime listener. How many years have you been doing this?
35 years.
On the air?
Well, I've been on the air 35 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
I was doing radio. I was doing cable TV. And then the internet came about. We switched over from radio. I'm still on some radio station, but we switched from radio to the net.
Great. Hey, I noticed a lot of the brothers call in, and they want to hit you with their velvet hammers. Is that common on a daily thing for you?
Well, sometimes. It's not every
day. You know, like
day,
your last caller.
Yeah.
You got patience, brother. You must ask him for an example 10 times, and he couldn't give you one.
Not one. That's people say things, and they say things because they heard someone else said it, but they have no idea why they're saying it or if it's true or not. That's what's amazing to me.
Yeah, as activists for Trump, we always ask, you know, hey, give us an example of he lies every time he opens his mouth.
Yes.
They can't give you one lie.
Absolutely,
you know?
Man.
But, hey, I just want to let you know that we had another caller this morning on the said he reads the Torah. Well, that's just the first five books of the Bible. So tell him to read the Talmud, then it really gets wild, you know?
That was Ron from Texas. Amazing. Ron, read the Talmud, whatever that is.
The Talmud, that's where they talk about all the crazy stuff.
Amazing.
That another Jewish man cannot tell another non-Jewish person about. But anyway,
Thank
I just
you.
Wanted to call in, and it took me about 20 minutes to get to talk to you. Is this the norm, or is it just busy today?
Yeah, no, it's busy every day, thank God, but keep trying. Don't give up.
No, I did. I really appreciate that talking to you. Keep up the good work, brother.
I will. Thank you. I wanted to get to Omar. He wanted to respond to the biblical question. Rick wanted to respond to Jasmine Cricket video, and the caller just dropped. I'm out of time. Listen, folks, get on that straight. Call me tomorrow, Omar, and you guys, and the rest of me. Tomorrow, open line Friday. Get on that straight and narrow. Stay there, stay there. Forgive your mothers and your father. All who are born of the flesh must be born of the spirit. It's spiritual now. It's done. It's completed. And you must be born of the spirit. Do the silent prayer, rebuilding the man. .com. Rebuilding the man. Where am I? Rebuildingman.com/silent prayer. Rebuildingman.com/silent. I'm trying to read the note. Hate is writing me. And I'm trying to finish the show. And I'm black and slow. What the? You better go talk to your mama. Forgive, folks. Love is the answer, not hate. Drop your anger. It's not about color. It's not about male or female. It's about love. But not mama's love, not emotional. Emotional love is not love. That's hate. All right? I'm out of time. I don't know what to do. I'm out of time. What?
I don't want to say it. I don't want to put. I don't want to run your show. I'm not your producer.
What?
We can give Omar priority tomorrow when he calls in.
You said it.
Oops.
Omar, I know you were waiting. You want to respond to the question I couldn't get to you. You will get priority tomorrow. And Rick as well. Rick's always late, though. Rick called in the last minute. But I'm out of time. Bye, y'all. Hate coming up now. The Hate Report. They enjoy our Friday. And then the American Anchor Baby. I'll see y'all tonight at the Men's Forum at 7 p.m. Take care. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND.